We're live. All right. Welcome to Around the Whiteboard. Did you know that I call it this because that's what you do in affiliate to say, all right, guys, get around the whiteboard. You pull everyone in.
Yeah. And it's also a play on around the horn, right?
Yeah.
Are we not supposed to mention that? Sorry.
No, you can mention that. Just don't mention that. Sorry.
Okay. You just did. So, you know.
No, shamelessly. I mean, the colors are the same as around the horn. Like, it's total ripoff.
Sure.
But everything's a ripoff of everything. There's no such thing as original anymore. For sure. All right. Beyond the whiteboard, you should go to btwb.com/all-in-one and you can migrate all of your clients, be they remote or in person in your affiliate, onto Beyond the Whiteboard. And also keep an eye on Beyond the Whiteboard. Their Instagram page, because they get like crazy quick up-to-date stats on open workouts, how people are doing, like what the cutoff points are going to be, what the sticking points are. They get them like, I don't know, they're obviously paying someone off because they get them real quick. All right, this week we have, it's just all CEOs. We've got Tyler Watkins, who is the CEO of Heat One. If you're not playing Heat One during the Open, what am I, 90 seconds in? I'm good. You're a fucking idiot if you're not playing Heat One during the Open. It's a way for you to prove how clever you are. It's a way for you to, or in my case, like prove once and for all that you're a moron when it comes to guessing stuff. So it has a bracket for the Open. It also has underdogs versus underdogs, the Oceania group. It also has Taylor Swift versus the world. You can pick who's going to win. You get points for your picks. The better your picks, the more points you get. The more points you get, the higher you are on the leaderboard. You get to lord it over everyone, which Will Brandstetter is currently doing. And at the end then, cash money. Yeah.
$1,000.
1,000 biggins. We've also got Josh Murillo, who is a lot of stuff. He's a podcaster himself. He's a coach. He's a stunt man. He's a stunt double. He's a stunt triple, I heard once. He coaches actors and other stunt people. He also coaches Haley Adams. You might have seen him on one of the greatest videos ever made in the CrossFit space, Hiller's 48 Hours with Haley Adams. He's also a content producer himself, and he is, I believe, producing a second episode coming out on Bethany Flores.
Yeah, it's actually soon. Up right now. So if you guys want to go to her Instagram, you can go ahead and check it out and go to her YouTube page. It's up now.
Cool. And we've got the CEO of Proven, Nick Johnson.
No vowels, I remember.
Yeah, no vowels, Proven. Nick Johnston.
Just take those out next time.
yeah, I'm definitely going to just change your name. Josh, have you a board? Is your mic connected to a board, Josh?
It is, yeah.
You mean will you just boost it a bit? Yeah, you're low compared to everyone else. If you can just boost it a bit. All right.
Jack, can you hear me
Thank
now?
You.
Check 1, 2.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. Thank you, right, cool. Nicholas, Joshua, and Tyler. There's no long way of saying Tyler. For coming on. The way this show works, if you haven't seen it before, there are three topics. Everybody gets 60 seconds. Points will be given. Someone asked to see my rubric last week, and my initial response was, hey, fuck you. But there is actually points, like I've explained to the three guys how the points work. Like you get points for like hotness of take, for specifics, for examples. You lose or like, you know, leave points on the tables if you're saying shit like, I don't know, or like, well, I guess it depends, or shit like that. Like we want like strong, like this is what it's going to be. That's what we want. Everybody gets a chance going first. Everybody gets a chance going second. And third, and I need to just get me a little timer up there. I'll move that over there, and I'm going to move that over there. And then I'm going to share my screen, which looks like this. Then I just do a little zoomy. There we go. All right. Tyler, you're first. The longest fucking name I've ever seen on this show. Why did you put so much information in your bar?
I don't know. I feel like an asshole now. Everybody just put their name and I put my handle.
Yeah, I was actually plugging away. I was like, oh, he put his handle in there. They can just go follow him right now.
It actually runs off screen, but his social security number is after that. All right. Topic number one. We've had 24.1. My question is, what is 24.2 going to be? So, Tyler, you're first. You've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
All right. So what do we know from Dave Castro? We've seen the weight on the shuffleboard, the pawn, and, of course, the shuffleboard itself. We also know 24.1. I started thinking about shuffleboards. What do those look like? The scoring, there's two types of shuffleboards. There's the old granny style, and then there is the slick table style. The scoring on the old people style is 10-8-7. I started thinking about workouts we've done in the past because I think it's going to be a repeat. So I thought about stuff with 15 in it, 8 plus 7. I think it's going to be a play on 15.1, which is a 9-minute AMRAP of 15 toes to bar, 10 deadlifts and snatches, hence the weight. I think the change will be you'll do two rounds of the snatches at 95, and then it'll go 135, 185, 225, and then 265. And I think it'll be in probably 15 minutes, something like that.
Interesting. I just need to change my rounds here. Right. Josh, you're up next. 60 seconds. Off you go.
All right. 24.2 will be a repeat. It will be 5 power cleans, 10 toes to bar, and 15 wall ball. It will be 11.5. The reason why I'm choosing that is going based off of expanding the field to 25% for the open, and also making everything as accessible as possible. They want guy from Globo Gym. They want guy who just finished their collegiate NFL career and didn't make the NFL to be thinking, oh, I should give this a shot. I'm a pretty good athlete. I could get into it. You know, all of these the movements in week one, anybody can do. The movements in week two, since it's going to be 11.5, almost anybody can do. There's going to be a little added skill, but I don't think they're going to go way deep in the weeds. I don't think they're going to make the weights super crazy. If things get heavy, it will be a lot more of a self-guided thing, like a, hey, establish your one rep or whatever, something like that. But I think they're trying to keep it as accessible as possible to increase growth rates.
Fucking hell, man. You can talk fast when you need to. That was impressive. All right, Nick, 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
All right. Just like Tyler, shuffleboard's all I saw. So when you look at the puck, is that they call it? You throw that out there. Usually the old classic way, if you're from the Midwest, you play to 15. So 15-minute AMRAP for me, 30, 20, 10, because those points that you usually have on a shuffleboard will be 3, 2, 1. So 30, 20, 10, 30 wall balls, 20-calorie row, 10 ring muscle-ups. From minute 17 to 20, one rep max clean. So the one would represent the pawn that would be in chest, right? Lowest number you can do there. And then if you're talking about the puck crushing the pawn, I'm thinking we're going to see bigger people taking over little people in this one comparatively to last week.
Interesting. You've another 15 seconds if you want to just say hello to anyone.
I feel like this is just an addiction when we guess these anyways with Dave. So it's like we'll get one right eventually.
All right, rebuttals. So now is your opportunity to shit all over everyone else's idea. So Tyler, you have an opportunity to either, you can change your own answer, or you can say, hey, Josh, you know, that's actually the stupidest thing I've heard all day, and I've been hanging out with some pretty stupid people. So you got 20 seconds, Tyler. Your time starts now. Off you go.
To go against Nick, there will not be a second part of a workout this year. Mark my words. I like what Josh said. I would actually change my workout to cleans. And then the market grab portion of this with Seth Rollins. Yeah, we're wanting to grab up as many people as possible. So it being accessible as with cleans is a good thing.
Good stuff. All right, Joshua, you've got 20 seconds. Off you go.
I didn't comment on the chess piece, so I'm going to give you another guess, all right? So my other guess is going to be open wall 20.5, which is partitioned any way you want. So it requires a lot of strategy. There's a lot of strategy in chess. That's why you got the chess piece. There's a row where it goes back and forth, just like a shuffleboard goes back and forth. That's my guess.
Good stuff. All right, 2 for price of 1 there. Nick, you're up. You've got 20 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Yeah, I'd say the only rebuttal there would be for Josh just snatches 2 weeks in a row. I know it's a different implement there, but for something when you're looking at that, I do like the inclusivity there when it comes to easier movements, but I think we're going to get some more skill when it comes to this week.
Good stuff. Yeah, straight away, where was it? Well,
I don't know if there's any snatches again. In 20.5.
I think it was Tyler said snatches, I think.
I did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So Snatches said, Will said minus 2 points, dumbbell then barbell, probably not. I genuinely wrote down minus one when you said Snatches.
to me, the dumbbell snatch doesn't count that way.
This is the guy that used 80 seconds of his time on this show to open Pokemon cards and still almost fucking won. My God, it was incredible. All right, I just want to do up some scores. Anybody that actually wants some educated guesses, myself excluded, you can go and look at Get With The Program. We just finished up a show that I was on. Still, I'm not really sure I brought anything to the table. But I thought John, Bill and Chase did a great job of explaining what the workout will likely be and why it will likely be that. And obviously, because they were doing such a good job of explaining it, theirs were all quite similar and mine was totally fucking different from what they had said. But I don't actually know what I'm doing. All right. We have got our scores and I hide the banner and there's our scores. Nick's on 2. Tyler's on 2.5. Joshua's on 3.5. I really liked how much detail Tyler went into on how you play shuffleboard and the different markings and types of field that you play on. I actually noticed today that there is actually grain on there's like salt or something on the table that the pawn is on, and I hadn't caught that.
That's always throwing me off.
Yeah, if you go look at Get With The Programming, you'll see. You get your girlish, fuck you, Chase, fuck you. All right, round 2. I just need to change my timer. There we go. All right. Round 2. This time, do you like Josh or Joshua? Can I call you Josh? It's faster for me if I call you
whatever
Josh.
You want, man. Works for me.
All right. Murillo. You're up first.
It's actually Murillo. People
I'm not going to be fucking saying it like that. If you heard me, if you've ever heard me speak, you know
I'm
willing
to budge on my first name, but draw the line when it gets to my surname.
All right. Our second topic. I gave you guys some vague parameters on this, but it's totally up to your own interpretation. In reality, the biggest takeaway from week one of the Open. You're up first, Josh. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
All right. Growth is trending in the right direction. All right. So 340,000 plus people signed up and did the first workout for the Open, which is up 5% from last year, which is roughly 325,000. However, that's down in growth rate from the year before. All right. The Golden Barbell was a complete miss. I think the biggest takeaway is that CrossFit still doesn't know how to market its sport. Okay. The Nasty Girls Rings was a bump to me. Doing the open WOD before the open WOD announcement, where everybody's basically going every 15 seconds so they can conserve energy and stuff, was a total miss. Juxtapose that with Savon's podcast, where you got to see Taylor Self and Dallin Pepper throw down. They look like prize fighters. Okay. That was done correctly. Everyone else, not the athlete's fault, looked like endurance athletes. They looked like they were trying to win on points. These guys were going the distance. They're not trying to win on points. They're trying to go for a knockout. And that was so entertaining. They knew more of that.
Good stuff. Nick, you got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Yeah, I think going back to what we talked about before, the inclusivity of this workout was right where we need to be back to. I think we got away from that a little bit in the last 2 years to where we were throwing too high of skills at things in week one. Just to those stats that Josh just read, there's a reason why people want to get into the open. It's because they may be coming from the general fitness population to where they've never seen a burpee or a dumbbell before, dumbbell snatch. And if we can get them to try those movements, the statistics show that if they can do week one, they're going to come back for week two and hopefully week three. And hopefully that can translate then into a membership at a gym and they're back next year doing the exact same thing, but with higher skills this time. So I think for us, the other thing was floor plans being gone, massive win, especially when you're running an affiliate and you don't have to worry about camera angles. Even for us, it was our very first open workout here. Having the ability to throw athletes in and not worrying about those small little tape lines was huge. And I think the biggest thing for me was Colin. Having him here watching a world record didn't beat that.
Good stuff. All right, Tyler, last 60 seconds are yours. Off you go.
All right, so I'm going to jump on the Josh bandwagon. Growth was good, but the thing that concerns me is there's been a bigger push from the community, media, everyone to do that this year. Are we going to do that again next year? It was a lot of effort for 6%. The other, probably the bigger thing, is the beef between external and internal media. Like Josh said, the announcement was pretty much a flop. Yeah, it had a ton of views, but the execution was terrible. And then you have the talk between Rich and Dave and Hiller and Dave, and then his stance on that, which makes myself and somebody like Josh should be nervous about even talking out against CrossFit. But then Dave follows it up with a repost of Hiller. So I don't know what that is, but it is definitely worth noting.
Yeah. Just for the record, I haven't commented one way or the other on the announcement publicly. So if someone's right, if someone's crossing names off a list for Texas, I haven't said anything. It was shit. I haven't said anything. All right, we got 20 second rebuttal time. So again, you can use this to shit on other people, or you can use it to, you know, like finish off one of the points you're making. Josh, you're up first on this. You got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I'm not really concerned with commenting on the broadcast because I want this thing to succeed. I'm not saying this coming from a place of wanting it to fail or be like, oh, they can't do it very well. They need to get out of there. It's more, I want this to grow more and more and more. Hyrox is eating CrossFit's lunch. Why? We need to figure that out.
Nick, 20 seconds. Off you go.
Biggest thing I want to see is just the marketing side of things. I think going back to it, the Golden Barbell thing, no one knew what it was. Nobody knew what was going on. And that could have been a really good opportunity to integrate people from that affiliate they were in. It was good to see it at an affiliate and those members in the gym, but I think they just got to do a better job there.
All right, Tyler, last 20 seconds, off you go.
No real rebuttal. Go sign up for Heat One and win $1,000.
Oh, what happened? Can I still be heard?
I thought that was on purpose.
No, I don't know what happened there.
That's how hot your take was, bro. Yeah.
Immediate, gone.
Probably lost. I don't know what happened.
You need us to carry the show, bro?
No, you guys doing? I can do something. That was bizarre. That's never happened before. That's not the right camera, anyway.
That's not what we want.
No, that's my crash.
I'm assuming all
I can put this one up here.
Yeah.
My hand.
How many times did you
coming back? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We back
one time. Okay. That was it.
I don't know what happened there.
Half the time.
I think my camera overheated. Watch your tone, guys. Yeah, Nick knows, man. Nick knows.
That is really important, said Nick, about you don't want CrossFit to get worse. You want it to get better, which is why you say what you say.
Good thing he was wearing pants. Yeah. The whole time I was on Get With The Programming, I had my dick out as well. So if it had happened on that show, I would
cut to second angle.
Yeah, yeah. I'm camera number two. All right, let me do up some scores for that. What did I put down here, Nick? Minus. No, I'm joking.
Has that ever happened in the show? Have people lost points in this?
No, you can't lose points. CTP got a hypothetical 10 points for opening his Pokemon, but then like I just removed it.
Bonus points.
Yeah.
He tried to convince me to do the same. He was like, just please go buy a pack of cards and open them.
Dude, when I first moved to LA, that guy so much. I was doing audio and there was a I was working on live sports for NBC doing like the Olympics, right? And I was shocked when the anchors were wearing blazers and stuff up here, and then they would have just like, you know, board shorts and flip flops on that. I had no idea. I never even thought about that before. But yeah, it was kind of shocking.
The new age of Zoom, you just up top is all the
I know, right? Yeah.
This whole show is minus one. Yeah, you don't have to watch it, buddy. Minus one for Mike. It was actually a camera, you fucking idiot, but okay. All right, I'll remove this banner. And we've got Josh. That was just a phenomenal round. 6.5, just great referencing all the problems, fearlessly referencing the solutions, and the other good options that are out there. No disrespect to the other 2 points, just Josh pissed all over you. All right, final topic. Josh and Nick, you can just shake off your gloves now. We're about to have some bare knuckle boxing. Nick, you're up first. So, Joshua, a solo coach of athletes, Tyler, an analyst and monitor of camps, coaches, athletes, and, you know, hangs around training Think Tank a lot. Nick, a CEO of a training camp, you have the first 60 seconds. My question is, does training solo trump training in a camp? Because we have seen a lot of historical evidence that the most successful athletes in this sport are not part of training camps. They're not part of groups. They train solo or alone or with one coach and one athlete. Nick, you got 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
So I think we just need to delineate what a camp means, right? So all the difference is there that you're looking at a template-based program as compared to an individual design where somebody is just getting exactly what they need for one goal and you're working with one person. So if you go back and look at the last 10 years of the games and you look at those 20 champions that we had, over 50% of those people come from a camp template-based approach. And it's pretty interesting to look at. I mean, I guess the biggest example we could look at is 2018 through 2020 was Matt and Tia. I don't think we're ever going to see two people that train together again be more dominant than those two were at their time in their fields. And there's a reason why Matt came to Shane. There's a reason why I came to both of them and said, hey, I want to do this with you guys instead of being alone. And I think moving forward from a mental health standpoint, when you can be around people that can raise your level of training, but then also go through the same hard things as you are, if you can do it right, that's going to be the winning factor for a lot of people.
Stuff. All right, Tyler, you're up. Time starts now. Off you go.
The dichotomy seems obvious between training camps and solo training, but that's a bit of a red herring. What I learned, I've been an athlete. I've trained in camps. I've trained in teams. I've trained individually. And I had a coach for the last 4 years. And what I learned was that you become reliant on your coach to think for you. And so if you continue to do that, you'll lose a lot of the rewards. Whereas guys like Rich, they continually dig into what am I bad at? What am I good at? How did that feel? So don't think about it as camps versus solo. Think about it as the weight of the responsibility is on the athlete themselves. So they can be hamstrung as much as they want by the camp. It's ultimately up to their own doing how good of an athlete they're going to be. Don't rely on your coach.
I just want to bring up this comment. Red herring, what kind of Scooby-Doo answer is this? Oh, that's good. All right. Josh, you got 60 seconds. Off you go.
Okay. No, I don't think they train. I think training camps are a tool that can be used at the right time for the right person in the right situation. So we've seen lots of success from people that are bubble athletes trying to get into semifinals. Training camps have gotten them there. We've seen lots of athletes that are on the bubble going from semifinals to the games. I think of Sam Cornwallier, Luke Parker, the Weiss sisters have dramatically improved in camps. When we're talking about the tip of the spear, I think that the best formula is individualized program design, where a support system is solely focused on one person. You think about Matt and how he surrounded himself with a small group of people, a set of reliable training partners, and then someone to take care of every other part of his life. All right. I think Rich, in the same way, goes into the gym, works on the things he wants to, and has training partners that push him in the right direction. So I think that's the winning formula for champions, but training camps can be effective for lots.
Oh, your time's up, buddy. All right. You got so into it, you forgot about your clock. All right, Nick, we're coming back down the way. You got 20 seconds. So this is your opportunity to take a dump on what Tyler or Joshua said, but they'll also have 20 seconds to drop trow on you as well. So you got 20 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
I think what you said, Josh, just furthers the point of Rich. I think if you ask him right now, the only reason he got to where he was because he had a camp of people around him doing the exact same things he was going to do. Mm-hmm. But he was able to continue that length of time in the sport because he was surrounded by the same like-minded people.
Good stuff. Tyler, 20 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Yeah, camps help you train, but at the end of the day, it's up to you to get the work done. That's about all I have to say about that.
You didn't even need to, that was so shit. You didn't even need to bother saying anything there. That was the waste of everyone's time. All right, Josh, you got 20 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
I think a lot of it's personality based as well. All right. So if you have someone like Rich who thrives in group settings, lots of people enjoy that team sport vibe. Some people are more wired like boxers. They're more wired like, you know, marathon runners, where they want to go and grind and get everything done on their own. That's their Zen moment. That's actually where they excel. And they feel like there's a target on their back when they're in group settings. So they like to do it on their own.
Man, you ran out of time twice. All right. I don't know what the fuck's going on with my setup. I think I wasted all my camera battery when I was on Chase's show. You're welcome, Chase. All right. Jay Sheets, Pedro looking extra handsome today. Thanks, Mom. All right. When is this podcast turning into scat porn? Yeah, I did mention taking shits on people an awful lot there. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. All right, let me just do up some points. I probably should have actually told you this. You also get 30 seconds to talk about something at the end of the show if you win. I should have told you that so you could mentally prepare for that. And you also have to come back on next time as well. 2, 4, 5, 5. Okay, I'm just doing some math and I'm really shit at maths. Who had the fastest? Josh, did you do 24.1?
I did, yeah.
And?
8:10, I think, was my score.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Tyler, what'd you go?
10:01 or 10:03.
Okay, I'm just altering your scores based on what time you got. Nick, did you do it?
Yeah, 11:50. So you can give me the lowest place there.
Oh my god, I almost did it faster than you. I mean, I didn't, but.
Almost doesn't get you very far, does it, Peter?
No, it actually doesn't. 3:06. Fucking hell, Josh, you did well in this.
Thank you.
All right. I can't see my fucking screen when the laptop is open. I can't see the bottom of the comments, but if I close it, it just... all right. Glad we got the bingo square up. I should have told you before this day. I almost thought we wouldn't got it. Yeah, I actually don't relay any information about the show to people, and I really should. This is for a new light fixture. This will be gone soon because I just invested like fucking $20,000 on a garage outside that's going to be built soon. So, I mean, keep the donations coming in, but it's not going to go for a light fixture. It's going to go for like paying off the fucking loan sharks. All right. Let me just do up from this, change that to there, then go back and then get rid of my banners. And here are our scores. Joshua stomped all over everyone in that second round, especially. Did very well in that last round too. Nick, 6 overall. And Tyler, 6 overall. Nothing really wrong. I mean, I didn't really like mental health coming into it, but everything else is pretty much fine from everyone. So Josh, you've got your 30 seconds. Also keep the week after next free, please. You've got 30 seconds to talk about whatever you want. Your time starts now. Off you go.
Okay, my friends Anton Narinsky and Maddie Curley, their daughter Katarina used to train with us at Horsepower. She got diagnosed with leukemia. So we're raising money to help her with her medical bills. If you guys want to go to my Instagram, at Josh in the Gym, look at the story. There's a link to the GoFundMe there. So if you guys are watching this and you have anything you can spare, please donate. They can use every little bit of help, and I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Excellent. Maddie Curley from Stick It.
Yep.
Cool movie.
Exactly. Oh no, yeah, she's great.
Bigger. Hey there.
You really did miss out on putting that handle in your name tag there. Gosh.
I know, dude. I totally should have. I like as soon as I saw Tyler, I was like, oh, I missed the opportunity.
Wow. Okay, it's doing well. Okay, so let's get it up to
we're almost beyond. There. We're almost at the goal.
Wow.
Oh awesome. My god, that's so fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah, she's the sweetest girl. Yeah, she's just like the sweetest girl on the planet. Super shy and. Just really, really sweet. So, yeah, please help out any way you guys can.
Way to bring down the mood, Joshua. Fucking hell. That's depressing.
Like, if he,
I'm sorry, guys. I ruined the show.
I would have given some of my points for that.
Look, hey, this is my 30 seconds. I can use it however I want. You guys can use it however you want.
No, what I'm saying is you deserve more points now.
Tyler, you know what you should do is you should donate. You should match whatever they make through Heat 1.
I'll do that with all the money that we have.
He's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
I can do it divide. I can do it divided by like 100. All right, thank you, Nick, really appreciate you coming on. I want to keep this below 30 minutes. Thank you, Nick, for coming on, really appreciate it. Thank you, Joshua, for coming on. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, hopefully. Thank you, Tyler, for coming on. Download Heat One app, go back and watch Get With The Programming. Spin has a show on tonight as well. Tyler, are you on that?
Yes.
Yeah, go and watch that too. I love everyone, you're all great. I'm already over 30 minutes, but it's fine.